Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language, and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. And while you're there, please check out our complete suite of online courses and video guides designed to help you become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. And in this podcast, we're going to be sharing our top 10 ways that learning massage makes you a more masterful lover. If you don't already know, we here at Pleasure Mechanics believe that couples massage is the foundation of an amazing sex life and a healthy relationship. We offer a couples massage mastery online course where you can learn how to give an amazing professional quality massage to your lover anytime you choose. And a lot of people wonder what the connection between massage and sex might be. And we've covered some of this in previous episodes of this podcast. But today we really want to focus on the side effects of learning massage. So beyond being able to give a great massage and all the benefits to your relationship and sex life that the massage itself might offer, we've found that learning massage offers you these amazing benefits that actually make you better in bed. They make you a better lover. So let's explore the top 10 ways that learning massage makes you a more masterful lover.
Number 10 is the ability to ask for what you need. We recommend that anytime you're receiving a massage, you request what it is you would like with the amount of time you've got.
So if you only have 5 minutes, you can't really cover the whole body. So it becomes this invitation to check in with your body and do a little body scan and think about, do you want shoulder massage or foot massage? Do you want arm and hand massage or do you want a neck rub? What is it that would feel best to you? And this skill translates beautifully to the bedroom where you can start developing the ability to ask for what you want. Ask for what your body is craving. And when you can ask for it, you're much more likely to get what you want.
Number 9 is get specific about what you like. Massage is this great laboratory to develop the kind of language around what you specifically like. So if you really like feather-like touch all over your body, being able to communicate that. If you really want circles on your butt, followed by a few back massage strokes, being able to tell your lover specifically what you would really like right now in this moment is a really wonderful skill that will ensure that you get more pleasure and that your lover is able to give you a better experience.
Yeah, we've all maybe had that experience where you ask your lover, you know, tell me what you want. What are you in the mood for? And your lover just draws a blank and is like, I don't really know what I want. And that can be really frustrating in the same way that when you have a date night planned and you're like, what do you want to do tonight? You want to go to the movies or you want to go to dinner? Or do you want to go to the ballet? That your lover has no answer for you. It becomes very hard to plan a pleasurable date. And in the bedroom, this can become super frustrating when your lover cannot express specifically what they like and what turns them on. It becomes really hard to give them a great sexual experience. And so we can all benefit from the skill of developing a specific language to ask for what we want. And the more specific you get, the more likely you are to be sexually fulfilled. So this starts when you're receiving massage of being able to ask, oh, that stroke you did on the insole of my foot felt really good. Can you do more, please? And then your lover is like, yes, of course I can do more. And you get this very satisfying foot massage. And then in the bedroom, you can say, you know, I need a little bit more time warming up my clitoris before you go inside. Do you mind giving me some more time there? And that specific request can make that sexual encounter way more fulfilling. So that's number 9, is being able to get really specific and direct about your sexual requests. Number 8 is the ability to create boundaries.
We often think about boundaries as being really restrictive, but they can in fact be really freeing because we then know what will happen and what won't happen. So we can really sink into enjoying what we know will be happening. We really recommend creating boundaries around having massage, whether that's the amount of time that you're going to be giving massage, or if that's being clear whether you would like to use massage as foreplay or not, or you're not sure and you'll check in later. All of these moments of creating boundaries around how you are using massage is a wonderful skill to begin to develop that is very applicable in the rest of life. But again, it's this laboratory to practice having boundaries and sticking to them.
Yeah, this is a really essential sexual skill that a lot of us never really have the chance to develop. And when you're able to have a clear communication with your lover ahead of time and say what will and will not happen, what you want and what you don't want, then you can really relax into your sexual experience because you don't have to worry about what's coming next. You know your lover's not going to try to sneak something in that you don't want to happen. And this gives you an immense freedom to relax into your sexual experience and learn to trust your lover. And then over time, you can expand your sexual repertoire by exploring things like spanking or bondage or more intense sensation or power play because you've developed this ability to be clear about what will and will not happen. And that's really what allows an experience to be really meaningful. We often think about sex like a game or like sports. And if you think about it, no sport can exist without certain rules and boundaries. If you just went on the football field and anything goes and you can do whatever you want, there's no game. By having specific boundaries and rules and guidelines, you're able to play in a way that creates a very deep and meaningful experience. And the same applies in your bedroom. So the 8th way that learning massage makes you a better lover is it develops your skill to create and maintain boundaries, which develops a profound amount of trust between you. Number 7 on our list of ways massage makes you a better lover is your ability to express your pleasure.
Massage is an amazing place to practice expressing your pleasure. It's less charged than during sex for a lot of people, so it's a great place to practice these skills that then, of course, you can take into the bedroom. So it's really letting your lover know when a particular stroke or set of strokes feels amazing. It is communicating verbally or with moans of pleasure when something is particularly pleasing and pleasurable to you. Doing this will enable your partner to fine-tune their skills and their awareness to what you specifically like so that you're able to get it more again and again.
Totally. And this can, as Charlotte said, be verbal or nonverbal. A little moan on the exhale when something feels good tells your lover a world of information, and then they can log that information and use it to give you a better sexual experience each time you're together. You know, there's nothing worse than giving massage or having sex with someone who is still and silent. And I actually extend this to I am unwilling to give massage or have sex with someone who is still and silent because it's not actively participating in the sexual experience. And yet a lot of us have embarrassment and shame and a lot of fear around expressing what feels good in bed. And so if you can develop this skill while receiving foot massage, for example, and just be able to say, oh, that right there feels amazing. Thank you. Keep going. Don't stop. You can easily see how developing that skill translates to things like receiving oral sex or being fucked and being able to activate your voice and say, yes, that feels good. Yes, I want more. Thank you very much. And that will change your sexual experience. number 6 on our list of ways massage makes you a better lover. And this really goes for giving massage. And this is about being able to pay attention to what feels good to your lover by what you're feeling in your hands.
Now, this is an advanced skill to cultivate, and massage is a perfect space to do so. But when you can begin to decode the information that you feel in your fingertips and under your hands in the flesh of the person that you are massaging, you have access to so much information, a wealth of information, that then you can respond to create more and more pleasure in their body. This is such an amazing and advanced skill that takes you into the realm of being a masterful lover.
Yes, this is sexual superhero territory. Because the thing is, our fingertips are designed to gather precise information from the environment around us. There are so many nerve endings in the fingertips very close together. And this is why, for example, we can read Braille with our fingertips, but not with our elbow or forearm or back or thigh. The fingertips specifically can decode tiny bits of information, so those bumps in the paper, and be able to feel what shape those bumps are in and translate that into a language. And when you're giving massage and gliding over your lover's muscle, you can start feeling where the points of tension are. And so you're gliding along and it's relaxed and smooth, and all of a sudden you come up to a knotty, gritty texture. And you stop and you pause and you apply deeper pressure. And in that moment, before your lover can even register the fact that that feels particularly good or communicate the fact that it feels good, you've paid attention enough to stop and focus your attention on what will feel good to your lover. And this translates as just an immense amount of love and care and attention. And your lover will end up feeling really taken care of and paid attention to. And it's an amazing moment in massage when you feel that place that wants extra attention and can stop and give it to them. And then in bed, if you think about doing something like internal vaginal stimulation with your fingers, and you feel that place where the texture's a little different and where it feels particularly hot and warm, and you're like, ooh, this feels good to my fingers. I'm going to focus here for a minute. And then your partner explodes in this beautiful volcano of pleasure because you found a spot that feels really good. That is this moment of just gorgeousness that is really profound. And this can apply to hand jobs, to anal stimulation, to all kinds of erotic touch. When your hands become fluent in the language of touch and you can use them to figure out what feels good to your lover and give them more of it, that is amazing territory to start playing in. And what's interesting about this is during massage, you can physically feel tension in the muscles and then bring more attention to those places and relieve chronic constriction, and it feels amazing. When you get to lovemaking, it becomes a little bit more elusive or even magical because you're not feeling for places of tension, you're feeling for pleasure. And the incredible thing here is that when you find a stroke that feels really good to your hands, it almost always feels really good to your receiver as well. So if you're in the vagina and stroking the front wall and there's this place, this stroke that just feels good and it feels right to your hands, almost always it's going to feel good to your receiver if you've developed this high level of sensitivity and awareness in your fingertips. And so in massage, you're searching for moments of tension so you can release those tensions. But in sex, you're searching for places of incredible pleasure and arousal so you can do more of that. And that awareness comes to your hands through practicing massage.
So number 5 is paying attention to what feels good by watching your lover's cues. So what this means is you're really paying attention to their breath, to the sounds that they're making, to the way that their body is moving, to how muscles are responding. It's this experience of really tuning into what your lover's body is feeling so that you can respond and offer the most amount of pleasure that you possibly can. It's gaining all the information that you can from all of their responses so you can be a better lover.
It is so true. I think there's this really frustrating experience when, say, you're giving someone oral sex and you're trying all these different things and you don't really know what feels good and you're wondering what feels good and you feel like you're wasting a lot of energy on something that they're not really responding to. What if you can pay attention to their body and know almost immediately if something is building their arousal or not? And this is the skill you develop with massage. You're able to pay attention to breath, to movement, to small, subtle signs in their body. So when you are licking or sucking in a specific way, you notice right away, yes, that's working, or no, move on. And so you become a more efficient lover and a more sensitive and aware lover and can start focusing your erotic energy on the things their body is responding to in that moment. Because we're not robots sexually, and what our body responds to changes almost every time we make love. We all have specific patterns and specific strokes that we might like, but our bodies are very changeable and dynamic. And so if you notice what feels good in that moment and can do more of it, then every time you make love, you can give your lover a super amazing and authentic experience and just be known as a very sensitive, aware lover, which is what we all really want. Number 4 on our list of ways massage makes you an amazing lover is breath. Breath is one of the most underutilized, underestimated erotic tools out there, and it can really change your erotic experience. And during massage, you can learn how to use breath to focus on sensations and enhance stimulation so you get more out of each massage stroke. Using the breath brings more oxygen into your body, makes all of your cells function more efficiently, and increases sensation while simultaneously focusing your mind on your body and sensation, rather than letting your mind wander to the monkey mind list of things you have to do that day or your to-do list. Breath is this amazing tool for both focusing your attention and increasing sensation, and that applies to your sex life as well.
Number 3 is the ability to touch the whole body so that you're able to create full body arousal. This is invaluable for creating high states of pleasure and arousal during sex. But the way to get there is through touching the entire body. And of course, you can touch the whole body in many ways, but giving the whole body massage is one of the most profound ways to really wake up the body, to remove tension from the muscles and make room for more pleasure. Once the muscles are relaxed, it really is an extremely effective and pleasurable way of creating full body arousal, which sets the scene for extreme pleasure sexually.
You may have heard about full body orgasms and wondered what that experience feels like. And what it feels like is that your entire body is streaming with arousal and orgasmic sensation. So instead of just being localized to your genitals, your entire body has woken up as part of the sexual experience. And the only way to do that is to relax the body enough and include enough full body touch so that as you build arousal, your whole body fills up with it. Imagine like a little juice glass versus a big jug. And if your genitals are the juice glass, you can only fit so much arousal in there until you orgasm. But if your full body is the jug, then you can fit a lot more arousal in there and build up and build up and build up until your entire body is full of it. Excuse the really kind of clunky visual there, but I think you get the idea that if you include full body touch, if you relax the entire body, you literally can stream orgasmic energy and arousal into every inch of your body. And so when you come, when you have an orgasm, you feel it in your toes, your fingers are vibrating, it's shooting out the top of your head. And this can only be an idea until you've experienced it. And then it becomes part of your sexual reality. And so if you're interested in full body orgasms, you have to include full body massage. There's no other way to get there. Number two on our list is that learning massage allows you to give a wider range of touch. You literally learn different ways of touching your lover so you can create a wider range of sensations in your lover's body.
There are so many different ways to use your hands and your arms to create entirely different sensations. In our Couples Massage Mastery course, we teach some of the secrets of the pros, which include teaching you 9 different ways to use working surfaces of your hands and arms so that you can create profoundly different sensations in your lover's body with your own body.
And not only are you using different working surfaces, you're learning how to use different forms of pressure, different kinds of speed, different movements of the hands, so you can create this huge range of sensation. And once you learn massage, it then integrates into your sex life. And so if you're giving your guy a blowjob, you can reach around and stimulate his back, his sacrum, his butt, his thighs with your massage skills. And so it becomes this simultaneous blowjob massage experience, which is fantastic. Or if you're going down on a woman, you can reach up and do breast massage or belly massage, or run your hands up and down their arms in a way that expands their sensation and brings that touch up into their chest and into their heart. And this, it just becomes this beautiful way you touch each other all the time, including during sex, and a stale sexual routine becomes an expanded, diverse, exciting sexual repertoire of touch that you can draw from every time you make love. And the top number one reason to learn massage to become a better lover is that you learn how to use your hands to create pleasure, which translates beautifully to your lover's most sensitive parts.
So what you mean is taking all the skills we teach you around how to touch the body with your hands and applying them to our genitals.
I believe the hands are the best sex toy ever invented, and you never need to replace the batteries. You can use your hands to stimulate the genitals with much more dexterity than any other part of your body or any toy ever invented. And this is a lot of what we teach in our foreplay guides when we talk about hand jobs and fingering techniques and anal play techniques for both men and women. When you learn how to use your hands with confidence, a huge new realm of sexual stimulation opens up, and it doesn't become just like an amateur hand job. It becomes playing your lover's penis like an instrument and creating sensations you can't create any other ways, or using your fingers to stimulate the clitoris and the G-spot area to bring your lady to high levels of arousal, or to explore anal play in a way that's completely pleasurable and completely painless. And your hands are an amazing sexual tool that we have not learned to use. Most of us have never learned how to use our hands confidently, and so we limit how we use them in the bedroom and kind of fumble around with one another. But when you learn massage, they become invaluable tools for giving pleasure of all kinds. So if these 10 reasons have compelled you to learn massage, we invite you to come on over and explore and enroll in our online Couples Massage Mastery course, where you will receive stroke-by-stroke video guides on how to touch every inch of your lover's body with more skill and confidence. You'll receive 5-minute follow-along guides, because couples massage can be effective and profoundly pleasurable in as little as 5 minutes, and we show you how to do that. You'll receive in-depth audio guides and a handbook showing you everything you need to know to master the skills of couples massage at home, on your own time, at your own pace, for the fabulous, amazing price of $97. And if you use the code Speaking of Sex, you will get 20% off any of our online offerings, including our Couples Massage Mastery course. So for less than the cost of one spa massage, you and your lover can learn how to give one another amazing professional quality massage in the privacy of your own home anytime you choose. And it's a skill that will stick with you for a lifetime. If you have any questions, get in touch with us over at pleasuremechanics.com. We are here to guide you every step of the way. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.